Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Exxon Valdez still pollutes 12 years later. Some things never go away. More than a dozen years after the Exxon Valdez tanker struck Bly Reef off Alaska, sea otters have evidence of liver damage, harlequin ducks have metabolized fresh hydrocarbons, and certain beaches in Prince William Sound have far more oil than anyone thought possible. One researcher reports that a great deal of oiled sediment underlies the flat productive shore of the Western Sound, homeland to mussels, clams, and other intertidal life. Other studies done as part of a continuing scientific review of the oil spill have documented problems among certain species that forage on the nearby sea floor. The findings were presented recently by scientists during the opening session of the State Federal Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council's annual workshop. They suggested that lingering oil is leaching into the food chain, where it hurts local populations of sea otters and harlequin ducks. Jeff Short of Aki Bay Laboratory in Juneau told the gathering, "We did indeed find quite a lot more oil than we expected to see. Most of the subsurface oil was in the fresh oil category, and by fresh oil I mean chemically, compositionally, it hasn't really changed very much since late in the summer of 1989. Short and his team estimated that about 10,000 gallons of the Exxon Valdez crude remained buried under 26 to 28 acres, spread along about 4.3 miles of shoreline scattered throughout the area. This may seem a tiny amount, but the oil is in ecologically sensitive areas. His team found the most significant and fresher oil lower on the beaches and below the surface," Short said. The fact that the Exxon Valdez oil still has the power to harm wildlife, even if on a limited scale, is one of the most startling findings to come from a decade of research and monitoring, several scientists said. Studies of sea otters and harlequin ducks in western Prince William Sound last summer showed continued harm from the oil, according to other scientists at the conference. They found the otters and ducks from contaminated areas had higher levels of enzymes associated with hydrocarbon exposure and lower survival rates. Even sea otters born long after 1989 were suffering from oil exposure, said Brenda Balecki of the U.S. Geological Survey. Balecki's team took tissue and blood samples from live animals as well as internal photographs with tiny medical cameras mounted on scopes. Veterinarians who saw the images just shook their heads and said, "We would not expect this animal to survive another winter," she said. None of this was a surprise to Gary Kompkoff, tribal leader of the neighboring village of Tatalek. "All you have to do is ask anyone from Chenega Bay, and they would have told you how much oil's out there," he said. Kompkoff said that over the last 5 years, unhappy villagers have been carrying oil samples to various public meetings. And an oil shipwreck causes a fresh mess on California's coast. An old shipwreck was blamed for a fresh mess along California's coast last week as officials traced a mystery oil spill that has harmed more than 1,500 seabirds to a freighter that sank in 1953. The U.S. Coast Guard and the California Department of Fish and Game said that oil samples from the wreck of the SS Jacob Luckenbach, some 17 miles south of the Golden Gate Bridge in California, matched the oily slick that had fouled a 220-mile stretch of the California coast since last November. "This is very exciting. We've been trying to find the source of mystery spills for years, so this discovery is truly gratifying," said Bill Castle, supervising chemist at California's Petroleum Chemistry Laboratory near Sacramento. Officials said they traced the oil to the Jacob Luckenbach by using remotely located submersible vehicles to probe the wrecked freighter for signs of leaking fuel. We thank the O'Reed Daily and Reuters News Service for these stories.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come